Welcome to the Pride Lands, Episode 3, a special edition, dedication to the one I love, on our anniversary. Today is a very special episode of the Pride Lands. This episode of the Pride Lands is dedicated to my lovely, beautiful wife, Jennifer, on our 9th anniversary, October 12th, 2005. This is also a special dedicated show as well to one person who helped make this all possible in terms of proposing to my lovely wife and keeping the romantic spark in our life. And that gentleman's name is Joshua Cadison. You can find his music at www.joshuacadison.com, JOSHUAKADISON.com. Back in 1995, with his help, he helped me propose to my wife, and thanks to his permission, I'm able to provide all of you into a glimpse of the genius of this artist. Now, you probably know this gentleman as the one who sang Jesse and a couple other great hits, but right now he's currently got another, I guess you can call it an EP or an album of music that's on his website, and you can go directly to his website to download some of that. And so right now I'm just going to play a few of the tunes from this new album, which is referred to as the Venice Beach Sessions Part 1. And the first track on this new album is a very beautiful song. And, of course, one that I'm going to dedicate to my lovely wife, Jennifer.
Do you know how beautiful? Do you know how beautiful? Children, do you know how beautiful you really are? She was a statue in an ancient sacred grove, and she could not find the meaning of the fires at her. feet. All the precious sacrifices burning sad and sweet. So she cried and she cried and she cried. She cried. Children, do you know how beautiful? Do you know how beautiful? Children, do you know how beautiful you really are? Do you know how beautiful? Do you know how beautiful? If you only knew how beautiful you really are. She's invisible, though every now and then you can hear her cry, hear her cry, hear her cry. Cry. Children, do you know how beautiful? Do you know how beautiful? Children, do you know how beautiful you really are? Do you know how beautiful? Do you know how beautiful? Children, do you know how beautiful you really are? If you only knew how beautiful you really are, you really.
How beautiful you really are. That was Joshua Cadison from the Venice Beach Sessions Part 1. I figure between the different songs I'm going to play today, which, by the way, are not pod safe. Again, you can go to www.joshuacadison.com in order to get a hold of any of these songs. And again, a special thank you to Joshua for giving me the permission to play these on this special episode. I hope to do these songs justice for you, Josh. Met Jennifer probably about 4 years, maybe five, before I proposed to her back in 95. It was actually probably about 4 years ago. I was dating her best friend at the time, Beth, and Beth and I were kind of more friends than really dating, but we hung out, and at the time Jennifer was going through a kind of bad breakup of a relationship with someone she thought she loved, and so getting together with Jennifer and Beth, one of the first times I remember meeting her was at a park over in Dearborn, and I was probably as unattractive as a guy could be. I hadn't shaved in a long time because I had just gotten over mono and at the same time chicken pox, so I was pretty unshaven. I was pretty scraggly looking, and Jennifer and Beth would go over to the park to just walk around and talk and stuff. So meeting up with them, walked with them, and honestly the first thing I thought of when I thought of Jennifer was that she was crazy to be chasing after a guy. She'd go and drive in front of this guy's house and just to see if he was home. And I guess by today's standards, that would be considered stalking. But I also remember that day because of how nice it was out and how many people were kind of standing out there. And little did I know that years later, I wouldn't be even dating Beth, but I'd be marrying her best friend. So, it was kind of nice. This next song coming up is, again, by Joshua Cadison, again, from the Venice Beach Sessions, Part 1. This is called The Bubble Man, and you're listening to the Pride Lands.
Tell you she was born in summer. Summer is the season she loves best. She'll tell you anything you ask her. Tell the truth and then make up the rest. And if you're lucky, she may stay a while. And if you're careful, you may feel her sacred smile. Till something inside you knows love will rule the world. Someday, 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 love is gonna rule. And all the mountains that they say can't be moved shall be moved. And all the visions that they say can't be proved shall be proved. Buried dreams will rise, broken hearts will all be soothed. Someday love, someday love, love will rule the world. Beside you by the ocean, and she'll make angels in the sand. And if she says she sees the mermaid, try to believe her if you can. And if she tells you she can hear their song, you can ask her if she'll help you sing along. Till something inside you knows love will rule the world. Someday love will rule the world. Someday, love will rule the world. Someday, love will rule the world. Someday, love is gonna rule. And all the mountains that they say can't be moved shall be moved. And all the visions that they say can't be proved shall be proved. Buried dreams will rise, broken hearts will someday love, someday love. Love is gonna rule, someday love, someday love, someday love, someday love, someday love, someday love, someday, someday.
Song. Ironically, that's a note I've never heard Joshua ever sing before. You're listening to The Pride Lands, a very special edition of The Pride Lands, one dedicated to my lovely wife Jennifer on our anniversary, and sending a shout out to one of the people who made it all possible, Joshua Cadison. One thing I remember through these past 9 years has been all the good times we've had together and all the times that we've gone out and seen various different things and looking at the wonder in my wife's eyes as we experience something new together, traveling to different parts of the state, going out of the country to Toronto, to Niagara Falls, traveling down to Florida and to Disney World and the Key West. And it was probably there at Key West that I actually found out that my wife has a kind of a wild streak about her that honestly I didn't know until really we had already gotten married. So I thought the title of the song was pretty appropriate for the play next. This song is called From the Venice Beach Sessions by Joshua Cadison. This is Wild Angel. You're listening to The Pride Lands.
Didn't anybody ever tell you that you're made of stars? Didn't anybody ever tell you how wonderful you are? Didn't anybody ever look into your eyes and see the whole world spinning around, spinning around? Strange days we're living in. Sometimes it seems the signal's getting low. Keep picking up the waves of love on your human radio. Wild angel, don't you think it's time now? Wild angel, don't you think it's time now? Don't you think it's time now to love yourself? Wild angel, don't you think it's time now? Wild angel, don't you think it's time now? Don't you think it's time now to love yourself? You're made of space. Didn't anybody ever tell you that you're filled with grace? Didn't anybody ever sing into your ear a sweet sounding song of yourself, song of yourself? Strange days we're living in. Sometimes it seems the signal's getting low. Keep picking up the waves of love on your human radio. Wild angel, don't you think it's time now? Wild angel.
angel, don't you think it's time now? Don't you think it's time now to love yourself? Wild angel, don't you think it's time now? Wild angel, don't you think it's time now? Don't you think it's time now to love yourself? It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. Keep picking up waves of love, waves of love, waves of love, waves of love. Don't you think it's time now?
Wild Angel by Joshua Cadison. Through all these years, through the good times and a few of the bad times, one thing has been pretty consistent about it, and that's been my love for Jennifer. And it's also been those, especially during those rough, really rough times, knowing that no matter what happens at the end of it all, there was going to be somebody out there who loved me unconditionally, made me keep going. While Jennifer and I were dating, I was going to school, and what I was discovering was, even though I was enjoying certain classes and I was enjoying certain things about the classes I was taking, overall, I was having a really rough time, especially mentally. I ended up going through a pretty bad bout of depression, where I ended up stopped going to classes, I stopped eating. I just basically locked myself in my dorm room for probably a couple of weeks and didn't do much of anything else. And it was Jennifer that came over and was the one person ever, first time I ever met anyone like this, that just kind of came over and just told me to snap out of it. And she said, listen, you know, no matter what's going on, I'm here, and we can get through this. And it was because of Jennifer's steadfast idea that she was going to always be there that helped make this a little easier. And years later, we're still kind of living by that rule, that no matter what happens, we're still going to get through this. This next song is actually from the album Delilah Blue. This is Take It On Faith, and you're listening to the Pride Lands.
Take
didn't mean a thing I said last night. Swear I didn't mean a word I used. You don't have to listen, baby. You have every right to feel that heart of yours has been abused. I know I've used up all my chances a long, long time ago, and I really don't deserve to call you mine. But if I told you that I loved you, could I lay back down beside you? Could you take it on faith one more time? Look at me, I'm crying. Imagine me crying. Well, it's time I learned to anyway. Cause if you're really set on one of us leaving, I guess there's really nothing left to say. Oh, but it seems like such a shame. But baby, I could never blame, baby, for leaving this old story far behind. And if I told you that I love you, could I lay back down beside you? Could you take it on faith one more time? Before, I wouldn't do anything to hurt you no more. If I could take it all back and start again, yeah. Take it all back. Well, maybe then I could tell you that I love you. I could lay back down beside you. I could tell you that I love you. I could lay back down beside you. If I told you that I love you, could I lay back down beside you? Could you take me on faith one more time?
Taken on Faith by Joshua Cadison. And that's all I've ever asked, is to take me on faith. No, I'm never perfect. Goodness, I'm never perfect. Gone through a lot of phases and changes and emotions in my life. And Jennifer sticks through it. And we stuck together through good times and a few bad times. When Jennifer lost our first child, Joshua, in the 26th week. Yeah, ironically, we named him Joshua. Joshua Roman. That was a pretty bad time for us. Really bad time for Jennifer. Because she always thought that it was her fault. And I don't think it was. I think it was just, you know, something that just happens. And, you know, we held our patience. We were patient. And now I'm coming home to a Really beautiful, rambunctious 3-year-old daughter, Kiara Ann. And every time I look at her and I see her smile, I see Jennifer's smile. And I look into her eyes, and everyone always says that she has my eyes, but boy, do I see my beautiful wife in them. And couldn't do any of that without, of course, Jennifer. And Jennifer's spending a lot of time every day working with Kiara and making sure that she has all the advantages in the world, because growing up, neither one of us, you know, had everything that we've always felt we could have had. So, you know, with the help of my sisters and my sister-in-law and my mother and my mother and father-in-law and their love and dedication and devotion, and my nieces and my nephew and friends and family, Kiara is probably one of the most loved people on the planet. So she has the world right in front of her, and she can do whatever she wants. Thinking back to the dating years of our relationship, we used to I was admittedly, and I still am, probably one of the cheapest SOBs on the planet. And so, in lieu of taking her to a movie, or taking her to a fancy restaurant, or buying her things, we'd get in the car, and we'd start driving. I've always been very big on driving. So, we'd jump in the car, get on I-75 going south, and start talking and listening to the radio. And before we knew it, we were down in Toledo. And this used to happen a lot in the evenings, because I'd get off work or she'd get off work and I'd pick her up, and away we went. And we'd just drive and talk. And I'd learned so much about Jennifer and everything about her life, her background, the things she went through growing up. And always in the background, there was music. And usually it was like 100.3 FM in Detroit, WNIC. And it was on-air personality by the name of Alan Allman. And ironically, Alan just came back to WNIC in the last couple of weeks. And so whenever I listen to this song, I think of Alan Allman. This is by Joshua Caddison, of course. This is Bo's All Night Radio Love Line, and you're listening to the Pride Lands.
Tangled in the sheets of a motel bed, Samantha paints her toenails cherry red, and she asks me if she can paint mine too. And I say, Samantha, anything for you. And through the tinny speaker of an ancient radio, the all-night love line begins another show. And the callers call in, but the thing that's so strange, it's all the same story, just the voices that change. On Bo's all-night radio love line, the show for hearts in despair. If you got something to say to a love that got away, Bo wants to put you on. Shadows from the headlights of a passing car turn Samantha's smile into film noir. And she says, don't get me wrong about you and me, I just can't figure out what we're supposed to be. Maybe I love you, I don't know. Maybe I'm afraid where you wanna go. Maybe I'm scared I lose my power to amuse, and I wake up alone in a bed full of blues. Just listening to those on that radio love line, the show for hearts in despair. If you got something to say to a love that got away, who wants to put you on the air? And Bo's really thinking this job hardly pays, but he can't figure out how to ask for a raise. Meanwhile, back on the love line, he says, you're on the air, calling number nine. Samantha laughs at the two of us here and says, I got some miles on me, and you're such a kid, dear. To you, I'm just a ride in an old Cadillac. But I keep on praying that you keep coming back. Is that Samantha crying, or just somebody on Bo's all night radio love line, a show for hearts in despair? If you got something to say to a love that got away, Bo wants to put you on the air. If you got something to say to a love that got away, Bo wants to put you on the air.
Bo's All Night Radio Love Line by Joshua Cadison. That comes from the Painted Desert Serenade album. Looking through my show notes, I was looking at the second song I played by Joshua, and I think I had that misidentified, and so I want to apologize for that. The name of that second track was called, the second song I played was called Love Will Rule the World. And that's from the Venice Beach Sessions Part 1. And you can get that song as well as any of the songs by Joshua Cadison at his website, www.joshuacadison.com. I love that song, Bo's All Night Radio Love Line. It just reminds me of all the good times, especially just the nights where, you know, as a cheap son of a gun, just driving on the road and talking. And we used to do a lot of that. No, we're starting to do that a little bit more again. Except I notice now we do a lot more traveling. We're going further and further away sometimes. But we always come back home. Before I go to this, and which will be my last song, usually I'll end the Pride Lands with Lebo M. He Lives in You. But I figured this song would be appropriate on our anniversary. I love telling the story, even though I kind of roll my eyes, because I couldn't imagine it going any better than the way it did. I knew probably 3 months, 4 months beforehand that Jennifer was the person I was going to marry and I was going to spend the rest of my life with. And so went out and went to a gem show, an estate show, and I think it was a dealer that was selling estates, and there was this beautiful ring that I've never seen that style before, and I spent a few dollars in buying this engagement ring for Jennifer. And then it just happened. I had to pick the right time to do it. And originally I was just going to do the traditional, take her out to dinner or take her out someplace and go down on one knee and propose to her. But then I found out that Joshua Cadison was coming into town to Pontiac, Michigan to do a show to promote his album, Delilah Blue. And by then, Jennifer and I had already had our song, which is the one I'm going to play. And so I thought that, you know, what a cool opportunity it would be if I could possibly ever, in my wildest dreams, be able to propose to Jennifer while I was there at the show. And so, fortunately, Joshua and his manager at the time was pretty public as far as being accessible to their, you know, Joshua's fans. And so I emailed, I believe it was Joshua's road manager, asking him if it was possible that I could set up a way to propose to Jennifer at his show. And so I sent off an email, and hearing no response. And then about 2 weeks before the show, I received an email back going, "Yeah, sure, it's no problem. Joshua's looking forward to it. And see you at the show." And so I bought two tickets for Jennifer and myself, and we went to the show. And Jennifer was just excited by the fact that, A, we were going to Pontiac, and B, that we were going to see Joshua Cadison and see him play these beautiful songs live. And so we went out, we bought, you know, his albums and CD, and we were going to have him sign them after the show if we were able to do so, thinking in the back of my mind that as I'm driving there, we had no plan as to how this was going to happen, so I was going to kind of play it by ear. And so get to the show, and we're watching the show, and everything's going great. And then in between a couple of songs, Joshua says, "Well, there's a gentleman out there who has some words he has to say. And so, Ray, we're going to leave it up to you." And at that point, I knew who he was talking about. And so put my hand in my pocket, having the ring ready to go. And just at that point where he says, "Ray, go ahead and take it away," for somehow, some ways, magically, the house lights that were pointed at Joshua start going toward me, and I get down on one knee, and I propose to her right there in the crowd. And it was the wildest and most beautiful and coolest experience I ever had. And right after that, without missing a beat, he goes, "Jennifer, Ray, this song's for you." And then he played it, and he played our song. And so this is how I'm going to end my show. This is kind of a special message for Jennifer. In your jewelry box, you still have this bracelet that I gave you that has all the things I promised I was going to buy for you: the mansion, the cars, the money, the gold. And we're not there yet, but I'm still working on it day by day. The one thing you've given me was a reason to wake up in the morning, a reason to go to bed and snuggle at night. And you're always, always on my mind. And I want to thank you for a crazy, wild, fun trip for the past 9 years. And I can't wait to see what the rest of our lives have set in store for us. For the rest of you listening out there, I want to thank you for listening to The Lion King babble for the past 45 minutes. And I hope you come back and listen to us again. Finally, Joshua, thanks again for the opportunity to share your music with the world and with my wife. And thanks once again for making this all possible. This is from the Painted Desert Serenade album. This is Beautiful in My Eyes. You've been listening to the Pride Lands. Have a good one, folks.
You
you're my peace of mind in this crazy world. You're everything I've tried to find. Your love is a pearl. You're my Mona Lisa. You're my rainbow skies. And my only prayer is that you realize you'll always be beautiful in my eyes. The world will turn and the seasons will change, and all the lessons we will learn will be beautiful and strange. We'll have our fill of tears, our share of sighs. My only prayer is that you realize you'll always be beautiful in my eyes.
Will always be beautiful in my eyes, and the passing years will show that you will always grow
ever more beautiful
in my eyes.
Upon my face from a lifetime of smiles. When the time comes to embrace for one long last while, we can laugh about time really flies. We won't say goodbye, 'cause true love never dies. You'll always be me.